Okay, we're on the bottom there. So we had three shittas in the Mishnah. Beshamai said lechi and koira. Beshillel, of course, that's what we hold, is lechi or koira. And Ebeleza is lichoyayim, tu lichoyayim. So he wants to know, iboyaluhu. Bottom, next to the bottom line. Rebbe Leza lechayim vikoyra koamar. Is he adding on to what was said previously? In other words, Beshamai said lechi vikoyra. He's saying two lechis with a koyra. He talking means only two lechis. Oduma lechayim below koyra koamar. Toshma. Maisib Rebbe Leza, he himself, that's Rebbe Leza, he's the two lechayim person. We don't know what he means. Shaholachetz Rebbe Yosef and prayed the Talmido. He went to Rebbe Yosef's Talmud, Le'uvlin, it's a place. Umotz, and he found him. She Yosef b'movu, she'ain lo elo lechi echot. There was only one lechi there. Apparently the Talmud understood like Basil. He didn't like that. Omalo b'ni, asay lechi achim, make another lechi. Omalo, so he said to him, the Talmud, Rechila sosmo anitzorech. What, I have to seal off the whole front wall? Omalo yisosem umabakach, yeah, let it be sealed. What do you care? You have to seal it. Okay, we'll come back. In the meantime, we have to finish the brayse. Omar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Lo nechleku beshami ubeshillel al movi shupochus me'arba amish, she'ein otzorech klum. Now that's a little different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that the Talmud said b'shem Yishmael that less than four everybody agrees lechi v'kair. He's going more. He's saying less than four amos. You don't need anything. We'll come back to that in a second. Alman nechleku al rocha me'arba amos var ese shebeshami om lechi v'kair b'shem o lechi o kair. Good. Let's get back to our problem. We want to know, does a beleza mean two lechis and a kair or two lechis? So he came to this place, I had only one lechi. He said, stick in another lechi. What was the Talmud's reaction? What, I have to seal off the wall? So the Gemara understood, that means two lechis and a koyra. Why would you call it sealing off the wall? Sounds like an extreme thing. That would sound like he wants heavy-duty stuff, two lechis and a koyra. K'toni miyis v'chila sosmo anitzorit. Do I have to seal it off? So I amrit bishlamo, if you say l'choyayim v'koyra, he requires, that would be the heaviest sheet that we have, two lechis and a koyra, is mishum ho'chiyoma v'chila sosmo anitzorit. That's why his reaction was, I have to do so much work. Eliyamid lechayayim below kair, that Rebbe Leza man two lechis without a kair, my lesoismoy. Why would he call it lesoismoy?
Is two lechis in a kair going to be considered a tzuras ha-pesach?
No. That doesn't mean that. It means doesn't have to be tzuras ha-pesach, Dick. It could be not on top, you know, it could be not lined up, you know, it doesn't have to be. If it's tzuras ha-pesach, that's for sure good. You understand that. But you can have two lechis in a kair and shouldn't be a tzuras ha-pesach. Oh, he could have meant, well, it's all right. He could have meant two lechis. He had one lechi. He meant eight on a lechi. And he's also reacting. What, I have to do so much work. Well, I have to seal it off. So we have no raya from there at all. Okay. Now, but meantime, we have a shtickel. Looks like a steer. I don't know. There's the Mishnah said that Beshamai and Beisil. Let's get back to Beisham Beisil. Beshamai says lechi and koira. And Beisil says lechi or koira. So that's what we say, no matter what the size is. Now, we said there was another day in the Mishnah that up till Dal Ramas there's no machloikis. Everyone agrees lechi or koyra. Here he seems to be saying that less than Dal Ramas they all agree you don't need anything. And it's a klum. That's a little bit more than the Mishnah said. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. Not that everybody agrees you don't need anything less than Dal Ramas. Everybody agrees that lechi or koira suffices. That's a little bit different. Says the Gemara, that's what he meant to. It's a funny way of putting it. He said, "Eino tzorich klum." He meant doesn't need anything more than the basic lechi or koira. That's what he meant to say. Omer Avashi Hochi Komar, "Eino tzorich lechi v'koira kibeshamai v'lo lechayim kireb lezer eler o lechi o koira kibes hilel." Meaning, "Eino tzorich klum" doesn't mean "Eino tzorich" doesn't need anything. Doesn't need anything extra, so to speak. It's, we have a machloikis. Beis Hillel said lechi or koira. Beis Shammai said lechi and koira. You should know that this that Beis Shammai is adding on, that's only past Dal Ramas. Less than Dal Ramas, ain't a tzorach klum extra. He goes to the basic Beis Hillel of lechi or koira. Now that still is not the way we learned. The Tanna Kamma doesn't say that. Tanna Kamma says machlokes in both. That's what Rabbi Akiva answered him. Al Zevi, we'll soon have in the Gemara. Right, Alman Echloku, right? Rabbi Akiva said, no, there's a machlokes in both. Okay, fine. Oh, you made it. Sorry we didn't wait. I didn't think you were going to be here. You usually come on time. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, Vikamo. But what is the minimum? The Gemara understood there is a minimum size. I'm sorry, yeah, minimum size, right? meaning like this again. So a big mavi is more than dalam. Dalam is a pretty small opening for an alleyway. But we're saying now that once you get down to dalad amis, you still got to do something. In Beis Hillel, let's go to Beis Hillel halachos. You still like yikor, no change. Where's the minimum? Is there a point at which I don't have to do anything? Says the Gemara, v'kama, what's your cutoff point on a bottom, which Taka will say you don't require anything? Ad arbo, till dalat tfochim. Meaning, you have a big mavui, smaller, till you hit dalat tfochim. That's really a smaller. I mean, it's a doorway, but as you consider, think about it, it's quite a small opening for a mavui, you know. When you hit dalat tfochim, till dalat tfochim, less than dalat tfochim, you don't have to do anything in. And we'll soon see that we're going to have machlokes that could be a little bit less, but at this point, many Rishonim accept this lahalacha. It means you have a mavui. Again, we don't mean that the mavui itself is that narrow. That would be a strange situation. We mean the opening of the mavui narrows out. If the opening of the mavui narrows down to below dalat tefachim, you don't need anything. You don't need anything. Once you hit dalat tefachim, then you're into Beis Hillel's territory. You're going to need a lechi or a curry. Not more. We pass like Beis Hillel, of course. Okay. Now. Okay, now.
Is there a maximum?
Well, that we learned in the first Mishnah. It depends what you want to use. If you want to use a lechi or curry, your maximum is 10. It's a pesach will take you ad infinitum. But this is saying you don't need anything. Okay. Now. That's in a movi. If you remember, in Chotzer, we had a machloikis back on top of that yud. Chotzer niteres b'pasechod, Rebbe Yom v'shnei pasen. Chotzer is a little bit more chomer. Why it is not exactly clear, but that's how it is. Chotzer requires more of a closing. It's a more private area. So there, we require, we'll work it all out, but the halacha, we require takatul lechi. There they call them pasen. Taisa says, why we call it pasen, this we call lechi. It means the same exact thing. Either you have two pasen, two lechis, or you have a pass, dalet tefachim. That's going to be the end of the Gemara.
That's if there's a pirtza.
No, the front wall, fourth wall.
The fourth wall.
Going into, there it goes into the mall. It doesn't go into the street, usually. Okay, so now, again, in a mavui, it's one lechi or a kair. Says the Gemara, Omreb Sheishis, Omreb Yimri Barabba, Omar Rav, Moidim Chachomim L'Rebbe Lezer, B'Pasechotze. What did Rebbe Lezer say? You need two lechis. With a chachom amoyde in a chotzer, you take need two lechis. Now, for some reason in chotzer they call it pasen. Tois on top asks, it means exactly the same thing. Why do you call this a pas and this a lechi? Interesting question. But don't get confused, it means exactly the same thing. Meaning, we don't all like a blessing in a movie, but in chotzer we take agree, you'll need two lechis. We call it two pasen. Okay. Now, here's a strange thing. So what did Rav Nachman just, Rav Sheshes. So, one second, we just had Rav Sheshes said that the Chachomim agree, meaning in Chotzer you need taka two lechis, two pasen. Rav Nachman Omar, halocha ki Reb Lezer b'pasei Chotzer. Meaning when it comes, in Movi we don't pass like Reb Lezer, lechis good. But in Chotzer, we pass like Reb Lezer, you need two. Now that's a stira right there. What do you mean halocha ki Reb Lezer? You just told me everybody agrees with Reb Lezer. These two statements seem to be contradictory. You just told me, moedim Chachomim l'Reb Lezer, meaning everybody holds, you need two. Now you tell me halocha ki Reb Lezer. In Chotzer you just told me there's no machlokes over there. So it says like this, Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzhak. Some people are moedim, but not everybody. Man moedim Rebbe. If you took a look on Daf Yud Amud Aleph, the top line, you have there, Chotzer Desanya, the top line of Yud Amud Aleph, Desanya, Chotzer Niteres Bipas Echod, Rebbe Yomer Bishnei Pasen. So when we said, Moidim Chachom L'Reb Lezer, that in Mavu you require, I'm sorry, in Chotzer you require two, that's Rebbe. But the Tanakhama there still sticks to his guns, that even in a Mavu, even in a Chotzer, you require only one pas. So that's what we meant here. When he said Moedim Chachom and Reb Lezer, you need two, he means Rebbe comes over to the Reb Lezer camp in Chotzer. But there's still a Chachomim who stick to their guns that even in a Chotzer, you only require one. Then he said Halacha ki Reb Lezer. We take a paskin in Chotzer, like Reb Lezer and like Rebbe, that you need two. So he says, why did he have to say Halacha ki Reb Lezer? He could have said Halacha ki Rebbe for that matter. So he says, it's better Reb Lezer's mentioned in the Mishnah. So Rebbe's only a Braisa. Okay? So that's what he said. Now, moedim, man moedim Rebbe. Who is it that's moedim that agrees you need two in a chotzer? Just like Reb Lezer says in a mavui, that's Rebbe. But halacha michlal de pligi. If he said halacha Reb Lezer, Whenever you say halacha like somebody, it means somebody's chaylik on him. Man poligalei. So who's the chaylik if Rebbe agrees? Rabbonon. Desanya. Chotzen niteres v'pasa echod. Rebbe omer b'shnei pasa. So good. So in other words, when it comes to Chotzer, Rebbe moves over to Reb Lezer's camp, and again, in Morvi, of course, he only requires one lechi. Nobody's not passing like Bezilla. But in Chotzer, Rebbe moves over to the Reb Lezer's camp, and in Chotzer, you require two lechis. But there's still a chaylik, because there's this Rabbon and this Tanakam, who even in Chotzer holds only one lechi. But we paskin like Reb Lezer in Chotzer, not in Morvi. Yeah, well, we'll get to that. Kubitz and Mechitza. Yeah. It's the same thing as whatever one does in a Mavi, two does in a Chotzer. It needs, for some reason, since it's a more private place, they want more of a closing than in Mavi. So require a little bit more. Instead of one lechi, require two lechis.
Well, you have just a regular pirtza in the fourth wall of a Chotzer.
What do you mean, how big is the pirtza?
Pachos Me'asar.
Yeah, you don't need anything.
So we're here.
Because you have two pieces on each side.
We're in this case where we're requiring two pasim.
Two lechis, basically.
You're saying it's more than asar?
No, won't work more than asar. But it's completely open. It's completely open, the wall.
And where there's a pirtza, it's not completely open?
A pirtza means a break in the wall.
Yeah.
You have pieces of the wall, it's not.
So you want to say the pieces of the wall is there?
Basically, yeah. That's what will come out. As long as it's a piece of the wall, you have your two lechis, basically.
Over here we're saying that fourth wall is totally open, and you're saying there's nothing
there. Right. So therefore you have, just like in a movie, the same thing.
But the wall is pachos me'asar.
The hole, not the opening.
The opening that doesn't have a wall now that we're
right, right. Any opening more than 10, you got to do some. Yeah, in any wall. And forget the fourth wall. Any wall.
Picturing that there's a wall there and it's an opening, but there's no wall on the fourth side.
Generally speaking, the fourth wall is completely open. Generally, when we talk about these things, it's completely open. It's a three-wall thing. The chutz is not usually going to be that way. That's the truth. The chutz is more enclosed. Right. It's an unusual case. Basically, every chutz has these two passes, because once this partial wall, you got it.
So you have possum, then we're dealing with love or anything. We only get three walls. Three walls is enough.
Of course. Yeah. Like we always hold it. Just like in a morgue, we have three walls. You put one thing. If this be a chotzer, you have to put two of those.
Well, the mother is a quasi-public.
So is chotzer. Chotzer is a little bit less quasi, but it's still quasi-public. Because all the people at the houses use it. It's also quasi-public. If it wouldn't be, there'd be no problem altogether. If it's my own house, then there's no problem. There's only one house, one chotzer, no problem altogether. Okay. Now, so far as we know, we're saying that in a chotzer you require, instead of one lechi, two lechis, one on each side. Okay. Om Rav Yochanan, chotzer tzricho shnei pasim. That's okay, that's what we just said. You need a lechi on each side. Om Le Rav Zeir Lebasi, mi Om Rav Yochanan hochi, who said so? You yourself said, Mishmeid Reb Yechon, and Pasli Chotze, Tzrich and Shei Bohem Dalet. Not one on each side, a little one, it has to be Dalet for him. That's a different story. Oh, the Chitaymo, maybe you'll tell me, when he said two Pasim, it means each one has to be four. You need four Tvachim thing on this side, and a four Tvachim thing on that side. Maybe that's what he meant. The Chitaymo, Arbo Mikan, Vabo Mikan. Again, we have two memories. Here he says you need two Pasim. Here he says the Pas has to be four Tvachim. Sounds like one. So no, maybe he meant two pasim. Each one has to be four tvachim. Instead of one lechi kol shunim, we're moving it up heavy now. Not only two on each, one on each side, but they can't be little ones. Each one has to be four tvachim. Says that can't be. We just had that case before, if you remember. You remember the chotzer gedoyla entered into the chotzer ketana. What is the thing for the chotzer? I'm sorry, the other way. Right. So looking in the chotzer gedoyla, you have your two. These two walls over here are your lechis. Now we said over there that the case is this was 11 and this was 10. I mean the whole extra six tvachim means you have maximum three tvachim on each side. And that's Rebbe over there. You can't tell me any four tvachim on each side. That case is good over there. And you have maximum, what says Mike, you might be off sentence, four and two, whatever. That's maximum three and three. You can't get better than, no way to get four and four out of there. So he certainly could not have meant four and four. So then we're back to a steer. What's the Yeager make? Do you need two little ones or one that's four? Let's see. Which means the bigger one, you have that picture back there. The bigger one is wider than the little one by one arm, which is six tefachim. Which means at best you're going to have three and three, or four and two. There's no way to have four and four. You'd have to have eight tefachim. You don't have that much. He could not have meant you need four tefachim on each side. That's impossible. So what did he mean? Kisalik Reb Zeira Miyome, when Reb Zeira came back from the Yam, he apparently went somewhere on the ocean. Pirsho. Oh, this is what he said, and this is lahalacha. If you're making one lechi in a chotzer, it has to be four tefachim. You can opt to make two little ones or one big one. Basically, that's the answer. And that's lahalacha that way. Again, in a movi, one lechi, and that's the end of the story. One pencil, anything, thin as it is. In a chotzer, you want to go with thin ones, put a thin one on each side. You want to use one, has to be four tefachim. That's what he meant. Either pasei chotzer, two pasim, two little ones, or one four tefachim. Okay. Pirsha, beruach achas be'arbo, you only put up on one side, has to be four tefachim. Mishtei ruchas, you're willing up to put up two lechis? Mashu lekan, umashu lekan. Aye, so then what was that story over there that he had to say it was 11 and 10, meaning he left space for 3 and 3? That's Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah coming up that every lechi has to be 3 tefachim. He has a new shita altogether. We hold a lechi, even in a mavui, is zero. Not zero, I mean, as little as it can be. He holds a lechi is defined as 3 tefachim. That is going in Rabbi Yossi. So he needs at least 3 and 3, so he's got to have an overlap of 3 and 3, which altogether is an amo. That's what he said, your minimum case over that of the overlap will have to be 11 and 10, which leaves you a full amo, which you can split into 3 and 3. But that's because Rabbi Yossi. We talk, I don't hold that way. V'hodetoni Ravada Baravimi Rebihi V'sovaloki Rabbi Yossi. He held that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yossi, and you need a lechi roch of shloisha tefachim. Okay. Om Rabbi Yossi, again, let's get that basic. We can go through the same discussion. There's two alternatives in a chotzer. At first we didn't chap that. We thought it was a steer. He said pasen. Then he said pasar bo. It's not a steer. You have two alternatives. You can either make one four tefachim big or go with two on each side. Then they don't have to have any minimum size. Now the same now in Rabbi Yossi. Om Rabbi Yossi, Om Rabbi Yehuda. Om Shmuel. What did Shmuel say? Chotzer niteres bepas echot. Chutz is enough one pass. How could you say that Shmuel said the chutz is enough one? At lo tavid uvda, don't do it. I mean, don't lemaisa fix your chutz. Ela oberov doifan, ober shnei passen. Either put two passen or close it off like we had before. Okay, I mean, move out of porridge. That zikha works to close it off. That's the best thing you can do. Close off most of the wall. That's a mamisha wall like we had back there. But apparently one pass is not good enough. He said either make two, but you don't want to opt for a different way. You got to shut it off the majority of the wall. We'll get back to that in a second. So how could you tell me that Shmuel said one pass is good enough? So he answered him, Omalei, Vanolo Yedan, I don't know, I hear your problem, but there was a case where that's what he said. Listen, the Uvda Hava, Bedura Derusa, we had before, Dura Derusa. Let's make this again, it means... I had it before. That's still all the mice happened in Dur Derusa. Kfar Royim. A village of shepherds. Anyway, listen what happened here. You have your chotzer there. You have four walls. The water came. It was near the ocean. It's the sandy came. It knocked out the fourth wall. The water knocked out the fourth wall. Now you got a problem. You got completely open on the fourth wall. You got to do something. And it knocked out the whole wall. That confused. We're gonna have a case where it didn't hear it, knocked out the whole fourth wall. So we gotta do something, we gotta pour it now. In other words, we're starting off like this. Shmuel said a chotzer needs one pass. He says, how could you say that? Shmuel himself said either make two passes or shut it off right. He says, I don't know, but I was a story. I was there when it happened. The water came in, took out the whole fourth wall. What Shmuel say to do? Make one pass. What can I tell you?
There's nothing left of the
wall. Correct. Wipe out completely. Be careful. The next case, it's not that way. Raj says, Uparts Adefin Bimelua. We took out the entire fourth wall. So I said, be careful. The next case is not going to be there. This case took out the whole fourth wall. And Shmuel said, put up one levy. What should I do? You got a good problem there, I hear. But I was there when Shmuel Paskin, one pass. I don't know what to tell you. Says the Gemara, that's no right. That case is no right.
Water still there in the backyard?
Looks that way, yeah. It looks that way, yeah. As I'll see in one second. The Gemara is, yeah.
Because the Gemara doesn't mention any shit.
Yeah, he wants to take water. He wants to take out water. This was, that's no riot, because we had in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf, it's going to have it later. There are coolest when it comes to water. There's a thing called Mechitza Tluya. I glad I wasn't here that day. It was a Daf Kuf, I think it was a Shabbos. There's a thing called a Mechitza Tluya. Mechitza Tluya means a wall that doesn't hit the ground. It's 1 and 3 to 4, and that's no good, except by Mayim. They were makel in certain things. Don't forget, a mayim is never more than a caramelist. You're never going to have a real use of the rice. So they were makel in water, and they allowed me to please. You can't bring a riot from water. When it comes to water, the water was there. You want to draw the water from that. You got the ocean in your backyard. You want to draw water. The water is a caramelist. It's open. They were makel there. That's no riot. Don't bring me a riot. Shmuel allowed one pas there. They are special coolers whenever it comes to water. You bring a riot from Loshen Yam. That's a special cool in Mayim. Where did I get that? There's coolest in Mayim? Yeah. That was the Gemara over there. It was a churva. It was a ruin. And there's some, often the walls fell out. So you had a wall like this, you know, something like this, and the bottom was open. Gidoyim Boykin Boy. You know, it's Kinabimatas. There you have it. We'll have it later. When a guy wants to draw water, he's got a balcony over the water. You can make a mechitza like this. Doesn't go to the bottom. A special cool in Mayim. Kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim. So there's no riot from your story with the water. But says the Gemara, we still got a problem. Mikomokum kasha. There's a steer in Shmuel over here. Because Shmuel said, niteres b'pasechot. And here he said, either make two or close off the wall. That will answer like we said before. When he said two, he meant one on each side, small ones. When he said one, he meant one of four, just like we said in Rabbi Yochanan. That's not a problem. Komakom kasha. There he said one. There he said two. Ki osar apoper rafuna brady avshua mi beirav pirshua mi ruach achas beabo mishtei ruchas mashu lekan umashu lekan. Fine. So good. When Shmuel said niteres bepasechod, he meant a pas of dalatvoch. When he said shnei pasim, he meant little ones on each side. Again, that's halacha. That's how we go in the chotzer. Now, the problem though is Shmuel's second statement is still strange, because look what he said there. He said, "Atlo taved uvda eli." Gave him two alternatives. Make two pasim. Okay, so now we know it means two small pasim. That's okay. Oh, beroiv doifan, or close off most of the wall. What do you have to do that for? Just make it four tvachim and it's all over. You got a movie. A chatzit. The opening is 10 amos. He says, either put a pas on each side or build a wall 5.5 amos. What do you have to do that for? Four tvachim is fairly over. What do you need a doifan for? I'm not for me. E kashli, ho kashli. There's no stira. But the second statement of Shmuel is strange. The omal is Shmuel, Rav Chananya bar Shila, atlo tavid uvda, el ho beroiv doifan, o bishnei pasim. Lomali roiv doifan. What's that? I'm over the wall for? The pasar bosa. Four tvachim, I don't care. So again, up to 10 amos. More than 10 amos, you got problems. But what did he have to go roiv for? What did he roiv for? It's zicha good. It's overkill. You're telling the guy, listen, you can't give an eitzah to fix up his wall. So either, I'll tell you what to do. Either put one here and one here, or seal off most of the wall. What do you have to do that for? Just make it four tvachim and you're home free. Oh, my beroiv doifan. You know why I told him roiv doifan? B'doifin Shiva, we happen to be talking a case where the whole opening was 7 tvachim. So there he's giving him a cooler. Roif Doifin, you don't have to do 4 tvachim. You don't have to do 4 tvachim over there. You could do it, if you want to put one on each side. If you want to do it from one side, you don't have to do 4 tvachim over there. Since your whole opening is 7 tvachim, as long as you do 3.6, you're home free. It's not 4 tvachim, forget about pas. It'll work. Als oimin merubo ala parutz. So that's why he told him Roiv Doifan.
What is this case of Roiv Doifan?
He closed off most of the wall. So I mean, about porridge. He makes, he seals off the fourth wall. That's a bada good we had on Daf Hey. That certainly works. He says, what do you need to do that for? Make it four tvachim. It's because you're talking in a thing that's 7 tvachim. He's giving him a cooler. You want to make 4 tvachim gesunta hey, but you don't need 4 tvachim in this case. 3.6 will do the trick. Because 3.6 means Rove is closed off. Forget about pas. You have a real wall there now. It's closed. The barbo havale roiv doifan. Meaning our boy is more than roiv doifan. That's what he's telling him. In this case, either put two pas and we'll do roiv doifan. I'm sorry. Lomali arbo. Meaning, this is a funny piece of lomali arbo. You don't need arbo. We just said that. But he means to say like this. The way Taisa Rosh explained this. What is he telling him? When he told him roiv doifan, what he really meant to say is, what's your standard in a chutz? Either put two on each side or put one or four tvachim. He's telling him, you should know in this case, you don't need four tvachim. Since your opening is 7, you're good enough at 3.6, right? Truth is, that doesn't make sense either. What are you 3.6 for? You have an opening of 7, right? Now, we said before that if you're less than dollar tefachim, you don't need anything. So what do you need 3.6? Make 3.1. 3.1 will do the trick. Because if you have 7 opening, you make a closing of 3.1, your opening is less than 4 tefachim. We said before, if you have an opening of less than 4 tefachim, you don't have to do anything. So he still did overkill. 4 is zicha overkill. So he's telling you, you don't need 4, do 3.6. You don't need 3.6 either. 3.0001 is good enough. He's also still not to the point. Bishloisha umashu husagi. 3.0001 will do the trick. Because the opening is 7. Once I make it 3 and anything more, the opening is less than 4. We said before, if you're below 4, you don't need anything. So if he's trying to give him the best 8, so he should have told him, not 4, not 3.6, 3.001 is enough. So I think more interesting thing. This that Rabbi Chloe said, that when you blow 4, you don't need anything, that's only in a mover. In a chotzer, you still need something, even if it's less than 4. Just like chotzer needs a pass, needs more, you need more private, there you require the ibo yisemo. The Rav Achli gufet tanoihi. It's not so simple what Rav Achli said. We're going to see tomorrow that Rav Achli himself is a machlokes tanoim. It may not be so simple that less than 4 needs nothing. This becomes a ganzezik. How do we paskin? Many rishonim paskin like Rav Achloi because he said it. The Rambam doesn't because the Gemara itself says it's a machlokes tanoim. We'll see that tomorrow. Okay.
So this is an abnormal shape.
Very, very. Yeah, it's a very small opening.
And it's a strange.
Yeah, it's a very unusually small opening. Seven tochim is. Seven tochim is, I mean,
something like an octagon or something.
Yeah, no, the strange. Opening is very small. I mean, talking about maximum 28 inches, seven, more like 25 inches, 25 inch opening in a chutz. It's an unusual case. I mean, okay, now comes a very funny case. We'll go like Rashi. You see this tais has 5 pshotim in this tais. That learns Gemara. Very unusual. Now, this is what I told you before. Let's not get confused with before. We're having again the chotzer where the water came in and broke the wall, but it didn't break it completely. Before, it took out the whole fourth wall. Here, it made a hole in the middle of the wall. So, what will be our rule of thumb? If that opening is less than 10, so I don't care, what's the problem? As long as I piece on both sides, I'm home free. If the opening's more than 10, you got problems over here. Tana Rabbon, Loshin Yama Nichnas Lachotzer, Ein Mimalin Heimenu B'Shabbos. You can't draw water from your backyard, is not full of water, from the water and take it into your backyard. Because the water, Lachura, the water is not connected with the Yam. It's not a puddle. The Yam came in. This is not a Yam, so it's a Carmelis. You're taking water from your Carmelis into your backyard. Okay, but it's not b'milu. Elo im kain yesh lo mechitzu gavoa yud tefachim. Yeah, unless you build a wall through the water. Okay, if you have a wall, you have a wall. The wall cuts it off. Fine. Zeg di gemara b'med v'amar musha pitzosa b'yosem yesem. If the pitz is more than 10, then you got problems because your opening is more than 10. Aval eser ain sorich klum. If your opening is only 10, that's no problem because you have something. That means you have walls left on the side, so that's your pasim. You have an opening of less of 10, so you have no problem. That cuts it off. Fine. If your opening is more than 10, you got problems with that water. You're gonna have to build something in there. Machitzas yud to stop it. Okay. Now, the Gemara makes the most interesting diuk over here. The Gemara says like this. If the opening is more than 10, right? It says, what can't you do? You can't take water out from the water into your backyard. And it said, if your opening is more than 10, you can't carry in your backyard altogether. You got a pizza size. I have a chotzer, forget about water. I have a chotzer, right? I have 2 pieces on it, so my opening is more than 10. I can't carry in that chotzer until I fix it. The Gemara understood, it says, you can't draw water. You can't carry b'chalal in the backyard. What's going on over here? Mimalai hu de lo mimalin. And it sounds like you can't draw water from here. You go from Carmelis to the Shayochit.
Hotel Tule Metaltalina. But in my backyard, stamazay, I can carry, take something out of my house to the backyard. It sounds like you can. You're just telling me that I can't take water from this, from the Loshan Hayam that came in. I can't draw water into my backyard. But sounds like I can continue carrying in my backyard, my front yard, whatever.
You say three walls is enough. That's only when the fourth wall is buffers, yes, sir?
You got to have a tikkun in the fourth wall. That's the drabon. You must have a tikkun in the fourth wall. So he has two passes, but it's more than that. 10, it doesn't help. You need to use a person. And more than 10, you need to use a person. Don't talk about that. Now Rashi doesn't mean b'milua. We just said there are pieces of the wall left. It means, but it's open more than 10. The Gemara's using expression doesn't mean b'milua here. It means it's open more than 10. That means your front wall is open more than 10. What are you telling me? You have two passes, that doesn't work on an opening more than 10. That's what we keep on saying here. It's finished. You got to do something over there. But it sounds like you don't. Sounds like you got to do something if you want to draw water from the water to the backyard. But basic carrying in the backyard, taking something out from my house to the backyard, or from the yard to the house will be muta. Why? You got an opening in a fourth wall over there, more than 10. You got to do something. Says the Gemara, most interesting. This is a difficult piece of Gemara. What the Gemara means? Hoch b'maya skin and this like you do thee. Means there's a remnant to the wall. What happened was like this. You had a big wall like this, sealing off the fourth wall. The ocean came in and knocked out this wall, but it didn't knock it out completely. On the sides, you have your wall. Even in the middle where it knocked it out, you still have the bottom of the wall. And that's tall 10 foot. So what you have now is, your fourth wall is completely closed. There really is a wall. It just looks like this.
That doesn't see it.
Oh, you can't see it. It's under the water. It's under the water. So the way Rashi learns, it's how the Rishonim understand Rashi. That wall is, even though you can't see it, doesn't bother me, see through the water, whatever. It's effectual for the backyard. So you ask me, do I have an open chutzah? No, my chutzah is completely closed. I have four walls. The fourth wall happens to look like this. It doesn't bother me as long as it's 10 to 12, I can't. A wall doesn't have to be uniform. It can go like this also. What difference does it make? But in terms of the water itself, since the machitz is under the water, we call that, the Gemara is called the eruv emaya. We're going to have a case like that later in a backyard, where we share a bar in the backyard. And the water's half yours, half mine. And the machitz is under the water. Since the water goes on the top, it's mixed up, we look at it as one body of water. So here too, we look at this water as one body of water. So this water that's in my chotzer, really it's in my chotzer, and it's enclosed by four walls. But since the water, there's no machitza coming up out of the water, we look at the water as one body of water. So that means this water in my backyard is part of the ocean, so it's a caramelist. But in terms of my backyard itself, forget about the water, I have four walls. Not an easy acing, not at all an easy idea. Tosis is just kind of accepted, so it can't be either you got a wall or you don't got a wall. Can't split it like that. But that's how Rishonim understand the Rashi here. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, this thing he says now is definitely strange. You want to say that it will change right away what it says. The words that it says are funny. Movi shel nishtatvu bo. He's got a movi. Again, he's got three walls. He needs shitufim of chutz. Of chutz, putting something in the fourth wall, you have to make an eruv chatzeris. You have to make shitufim of voyus. That's another problem. There's two things. You can't carry in a movi until you fix the fourth wall and you make a shitufim of voyus. So it says here like this. You didn't make a shitufim of voyus. Hechshero belechi, he put a lechi on a fourth wall. Hazorik l'soichai chayiv. Now if you throw from the street, you chayiv. Understood the Gemara? Because you need four mechitzes to make a rishus ayoch. We don't hold that way. Anyone thought? And a lechi is mishum mechitzah. So if you have three walls and a lechi, that's called four walls. So now if you throw in from the outside, you chayiv. With shiram sayoch. Hechshiru b'koira, hazor l'ktoichei potter. Because koira, kimat everybody holds, except one man, don't tell you that on daf ches, kimat everybody holds that koira is a heker. Which means you still have only three walls. So it's still not a rishus ayoch midoraisa. So if you throw from the street into that, you're potter. Now, on the face of it, it doesn't make any sense what it says here. That's something worth thought. Yeah, that's worth thought. In four walls with the rice. Like the worth thought here in Beit Shammah. I mean, the Ram happens to hold that way, but anyway. Anyway, but anyway, so but put that on the side. Let that be. What difference does it make if you made a shituf or not? You're talking about the raises. The shituf is entirely irrelevant. So if I didn't make a shituf, then if I made a lechi or a sayochet, I put a kur, it's not a sayochet. And if you did make a shituf, it would make any difference. The shituf has, the piece of bread has no relevance to sayochet or rice. But that's a thing to happen on. Maskev lo Rav Sheshes, time of the lo nishtatvu bo. It's because they didn't make a shituf. But nishtatvu bo sounds like I feel like sheru bekor and nami chayiv. Meaning then, if they didn't make a shituf mavoyes, it's not a rishu sayochet. You need a machitz on the fourth wall. So you put a lechi there, it becomes a sayochet. You put a kur, it's not a sayochet. But if you made a shituf, then it's a rishu sayochet with three walls. What in the world? The shituf involves have to shayochet. The kikazu also is shayochet. Ravim, the piece of bread that you make them every say is put in your backyard and put in your closet till next Pesach. Change with shayochet. Ravim the rice, of course not. The hotanya chatzayr shel ravim umavoyi sheinam mefuloshin bein irvu bein lo irvu. What's the difference if you made an eruv or not? They're all shayochets midoy rice. That all things are chumah derabbanan. That makes a difference. Hazorik l'sochan chayiv. What difference does it make? This statement of Rabbi Yehuda is clearly doesn't make sense. How could the Daraisa Dikad Din depend on Lone Shtatu, which is totally irrelevant? The Daraisa Dikad Din, how many walls you have? You want to hold three, you want to hold four, whatever you hold, two, whatever you like. But it has nothing to do with whether or not you made a Shituf in a voice over there. The one says that we misquote, there's a misquote over here. Eliyahu is what he said. Hochi Yitmar. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Movi She'eino Roi L'Shituf. A movi that's not roi l'shituf, meaning it's a movi mefulish. It has two walls. Hechshero bilechi. If he put a lechi on the on one wall, so it has two walls and a lechi hazorik l'soichay chayiv, because lechi is mishum machitza. So you now have three walls. So it becomes midoraisa or rishus hayochit. Hechshero b'koyro. Because Kair is not a machitza, so you have only two walls, and for to make a shayor the right, so we need three machitzas. Almo kosovar lechi mishum machitza, the Kair mishum heker. That's what he's saying. To make a shayor the right, so you need three machitzas. So if you have a movi that can't make a sheet, meaning a two walled movi, a movi mishutif, if you put a lechi on a third wall, lechi is called a machitza, midoraisa. So now you have three walls. So if you go from Sharam to there, you chay, it becomes a Shaykh Dorais. If you put a Kaira up on a fourth, on the third wall, you still have only two walls. Because Kaira is a hacker. So now if you throw from Sharam into there, you don't have a Shaykh Dorais. Then I don't chiv. V'chein Omar Rabbo, lechi mishum mechitza, Kaira mishum hacker. Rav Omar Chazem, Echazem mishum hacker. He doesn't believe the whole story, lechi mishum mechitza. Okay, so you have a machloikis now with a lechi mishum mechitza or not. Eisvei, Reb Yanki Barabo L'Rovo. Rova just said that lechi is not a machitza. I mean, it's a tag. It doesn't do anything with the rice. Look what it says here. Hazorek lemovui yesh lo lechi chayiv, ain lo lechi potter. So that sounds like you're telling me that lechi is a machitza. If it has a lechi, you chayiv. It doesn't have a lechi, it's potter. Apparently, the lechi is the machitza that makes it into a shayochet. Zagma hochi koama. This is what it means. Ain ot zorech el lechi. If it's such a movui that only needs a lechi, meaning it already has three walls, then azorik l'socho chayiv, even without the lechi, because the three walls make it a rishayochet d'oraisa.
I have a chayiv.
Sure.
D'oraisa?
I've heard it. Three walls. Three walls make rishayochet d'oraisa. A movui is rishayochet d'oraisa.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's what it's saying. Lechi v'dovar achir. It needs lechi and something else, meaning it has only two walls. Then hazorich l'toichay potter, even if you put the lechi, because the lechi is worthless. All he's saying there is that a movi sosum is rishayochet derais because has three walls. A movi mafulish is not rishayochet derais because only two walls. That's all we hold. Three machitzas derais. We had Reb Yehuda before. We'll have him in a minute. He holds two walls is derais. We don't hold that way. Okay. Eisvei. Now we come to Reb Yehuda. Yeser al kain. First, Rabbi Yehuda said, if you have two things there and you have a bridge going across, make sure Shayoch al speed ticker. Then he said even more, if you have two houses on each side of the street, we had it before, and you put a lechi or a koyri, you're okay. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi yesh lo shnei batim, mishnei tzidei rishorabim. So you have a rishorabim here, the two mechitzas basically. Also, lelechi mikan, velechi mikan, okor mikan, vekor mikan, v'noisei v'noisein be'emtza. The Gemara thought, why? The Gemara doesn't realize it. Most soon, because he holds two machitzas d'oraisa. The Gemara thought he needs three machitzas d'oraisa. You have two. Your lechi and your kaira becomes the third machitza. So he holds, you see from here, that a Kaira or a Lechi is a Mechitza Daraisa. And we said before, Rabbah holds both of them a Heker. Even the ones before say Kaira is from Heker. From here it sounds like either a Lechi or a Kaira make Rishtayoch Daraisa. Omer Lord, Chacham disagree, Emar Rishus or Rab. But in a Movim of Foolish Rashi says they would agree. Oh, so what happened over there? It says, well, you're making a mistake. Not that Pshat the Lechi is the Mechitza. Review that happens to hold Shtei Mechitzas makes Rishayoch Daraisa. Doesn't really matter what you put up front. Even if you put nothing there, you got a problem. Om Rabbi Yehud, Hosam Kosov, Review the Shtei Mechitzas Daraisa.
But that's Rishus Rab in between.
Yeah.
It's got to be 16 Amos, so it's certainly more than 10. So you have to open
it. Yeah, because that's Tosfos Kasha back there. That's a good question. How does that work? Yeah. Tosfos says you could have a Rishayoch even that's less than 16. Tosfos makes up a case before. If there's, this is a good question. Tell you something about home base. Okay. Okay, now we learned before them in Sandaf Hey, there are certain requirements. It's hard to know exactly why, but there are certain requirements for a Movi as opposed to a Chotze. Again, Movi requires less. Ravi requires only a Lechi up front, or a Kaira. Chotze needs two Pasen, or a Pasdal. What's called Movi, what's called a Chotze? So, the Gemara gives dimensional descriptions here. There's a movie we had, it has to be Orko Yesem Erchovo. Has to be walking in, this dimension has to be more than the width. If it's square, it becomes a chotze. What's exactly why that should be? That's how movies usually were, and they made it that way, whatever. We also said before, for a movie to get a heter of lech, you have to have botim vachatzeris pshuchim l'soycha. I have to have a movi that's queer. Usually they were made, the depth, the dimension walking in is more. But let's say it's not, it's square, or fakir it's wider. You can't use a lechi. It begets then the din of a chotze. You need two lechis or a pasdal. So Rashi says, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that a movi, to get its special heter of lechi or koira, is only when the length is more than the width. If it's square or it's wider than long, you have to go to the chotzes dikah system. How right are the what they just said, the Zekanim. Came into Orko Kirichovo, be square, Havale Chotzer, it becomes a Chotzer because Chatzeus were usually built square, and Mobis were usually built rectangular in the length more. The Chotzer in Iteris Belechi, the Kaira, Elo be Pasarbo. Om Reb Zeri, Ikashali, Hokashali, Levi Hailechi, Kipas Masha, Huvenishtari. Reb Zeri made a mistake here. He's telling me now, if your mavo is square, right, it becomes a chotze. Therefore, you can't use a lechi. You have to use a pas, right? Says Reb Zeri, what's the difference? The lechi that's standing, let that be a pas. He forgot the din.
Pas or two pas?
Oh, he forgot that if you have only one pas, it has to be four tefachim. Either it's either pas four or two. He made a mistake. He remembered one pas. He thought, little says, what do you tell you? Lechi's no good. Call it a pas. What do you care? That's why he forgot. That's like the Gemara. Let the lechi be a pass, and chotz is good enough one pass. We said, ishtamitzi, he forgot. You're right. When you use one, two passes is one mashu. You only use one pass, like you said before, twice, you need four tvachim. So I'm telling you, if you have a movui with one lechi, and it happens to be square, it's no good, because you have to go to Hilchas Chotzer. And one lechi standing by itself will not be good in a chotzer, unless it happens to be a big lechi. It's four tvachim in a chanami. But your standard lechi will not do it. That's what we say. He forgot that. Om Rav Nachman, we had again on Dafei Naktinen. Ezehu movi shenita belechi v'kayro. You need two requirements. Called she'orko yes al rochvo. It has to be longer than it's wide. And ubotim v'chatzeres psuchim l'soichoi. Which means you have to have two chatzerim opening into the movi. And in each chotzer, you have to have two houses. Rashi is funny, right? Rashi here says one house in each chotzer, but that's against everything. It's had a Gemara in Muslim. It's came out before, it's not the way. And Rashi and elsewhere says that the way also. You need two chatzayim and each chotzer two. You need a minimum. Basically, Tosfos learns you have to make it, since the movi is up against the street, it opens to the real Rosh Hashanah. We want to make it look more like Rosh Hashanah before we matter it. So we want more houses and more chatzayim around it. It has to be square. The Gemara thought it meant square as opposed to round or something. That's not the point. If it's round, it won't work. What's the difference? No, I meant to say square as opposed to length more than the width. Because length more than the width is your standard movi was that way. So once your chotz becomes that shape, they made a low plug and they made it like a movi. havale movi umovi, and they'll be cool umovi belechi bekoyres sagi. The ilo havale chotze. So we're now saying that you have your chotze, right, and it's square. That's your standard chotze in a pasdal. But if it gets longer, then it's wide. It shifts into a movi. Interesting thing, it gets a cool over there. It's a little low plug. They wanted the dimensions equal.
Multiple houses opening into that
chotze. Taisa says no, it's late. Hold on, just hold on 1 second. The kama. How much more we say that to become ois chotzer and get the cool of movi, you need the length more than the width. How much more does the length have to be than the width? So a Shmuel, so a thought, ad the ikur pishnayim b'rechova. It has to be twice as long until it's wide. Until there, we still call it square, but that's not true. Omle rav hochi omle chaviv nein afilu mashu. Even if it's 10 amas here and 10.001 amas this dimension, that's called orko yeser b'rechovoi. And we'll get a din movui, and you'll be lulu lech b'kori. That's Tosis' problem, but it doesn't have bottom v'chatzeris. So Tosis says it doesn't need bottom v'chatzeris. The whole reason bottom v'chatzeris is because the movui is close to the Yishus HaRabim. Chotz itself Kosov is not, so we don't need it. But that's a very interesting point. There are many Rishonim who say not that way. You'll have to also have bottom v'chatzeris, you can't use it. But Tosis clearly says not that way. A chotzer, even though it becomes a movui, doesn't need what a movui needs. It's like better than a movui. Because Kosov is set back off the street.